Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Washington on a Friday, June the 5th, 2020. I'm Tungamili Nkoma.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. As you know, this is a pre-recorded program because of the coronavirus or COVID-19 pandemic currently sweeping the world and Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe currently has 237 cases confirmed coronavirus cases with 31 recoveries and 202 active cases and 4 deaths in Tunga.
Yes, mava lichona njani makhaya lamhlanje siyalambulela kuhlelo lwe live talk udaba isingalo lamhlanje ludaba lwengxabangxoza esiyibonayo elizweni leZimbabwe la kubandla leMDC sibone ibandla leMDC elikhokhelwa ngunkosazana Thokozani Khuphe lisekelwa ngamasosha lamapolisa besiya hluthuna isigodlo sebandla leMDC Alliance ese Morgan Tsvangirai House eyaziwa kakhulu ngokuthi iHarvest House izolo phakathi kobusuku. Sikhuluma nje ingxabangxoza eHarare babotshiwe abeMDC Alliance isiphathamandla zaleli bandla uKarenyi oTendai Biti. Babotshiwe lamhlanje sikhuluma nje basemapholiseni. Yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje lololo kodwa siliphephela singathi update on i-coronavirus. Izolo ngokuthi ukugatsha olubona ngezempilakahle kubanjwe abantu abangu-15. Bonke bebevela kwele South Africa okuthi kubana abantu asebebanjelwe umkhuhlane eZimbabwe bangu 237 na bakhona njalo asebesindile sebekhwelile lawo baya ku 31 kuthi esingathi ngama active cases awabantu abalokhe begula bephethwe ilomkhuhlane bona bangu 202 kuthi asebatshonayo bona balokhe bebane 4 emhlabeni jikelele umkhuhlane lo usuhlasele abantu phose izigidi eziyisikhombisa 6.7 million kuthi asebefile bona bangu 394,507 na kusemhlabeni jikelele lapha emhlabeni wonke asebesindile bona bangu 3.2 Milio na hiyo ke i-update esingayo esingalipha yona ngomkhuhlane we-coronavirus eZimbabwe lase emhlabeni jikelele sikhuluma lamhlanje silethemba ngokuyatshona kwelanga njengoba selitshonile ngokuya kwesikhathi lamhlanje lapho uhulumende aza kwethula khona amanani amatsha ngenhlolisiso ayenze namhlanje. Inani labantu abale coronavirus eZimbabwe lilakho ukukhwela njengalokho esikubone kusenzeka phose nsuku zonke kumaviki amabili amathathu edluleyo mava.
Aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro muswe tishanu kudai apo tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika apo nhasi taona isu vakuru vakuru kana kuti mumwe utungamiri uyezve nenhengo dzeMDC Alliance inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vawanikwa ivo vachisungwa vari pamuzinda wavo weMorgan Tsvangirai House kana kuti Harvest House nhasi mushure mekunge MDCT inotungamirwa namuzvare Thokozani Khuphe vakawanikwa ivo vachitora muzinda uyu nezuro manheru. Saka tichange tiri kukurukura nyaya iyoyo uyezve tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yeCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iyo pari zvino chirwere ichi chabata vanhu munyika vanosvika ivo 237 uyezve kune vamwe 31 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere vachinaya. asi varikuwanikwa vane chirwere pari zvino i202 uyezve tichiri pavanhu vana vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva muchirwere ichi asi tiri kutarisa zvakare kuti pasi rose zvakamira sei pamusoro pedambudziko irori tinoona pasi rose globally pane vanhu 6.6 zvichidaudzira vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere ichi kwozouya 390 zvichidaudzira vawanikwa ivo vachishaya muno muamerica matiri mune vanhu 1.8 zvichidaudzira vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko iri 108,000 zvichidaudzira vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya muwashington dc mandiri kutetenyura ndiri pari zvino ndiri kumba mune vanhu 9,120 vabatwa nechirwere ichi 475 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya saka ndozvatinenge tiri kubata-bata ipo pano asi nyaya huru yatiinayo inyaya yezvematongerwo enyika yataona isu ichiitika muHarare nhasi apo pasi rose pari zvino vari kuedza ivo kurwisa dambudziko rechirwere checovid-19 uye muno muamericawo zve mune mamwewo mapishapisha ari kuitika umo tiri kuona vanhu vachiratidzira ntunga
Yes, Mav, thank you. The Abasandas Kuma, those who've just joined in. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight we are talking about the goings on in the MDC and in Zimbabwe as a whole. Because we saw yesterday the MDCT led by Thokozani Kupe and Douglas Monzora going to Harvest House, snatching Harvest House from the MDC alliance with the help of the military and the police. And today, as we speak, many MDC Alliance officials are in custody. They were arrested today, and they include Tendai Biti, Nelson Chamisa's vice president, as well as another VP, Korenyi. And we have here as our first guest, Dr. Frank Guni of ZANU-PF in Washington, because many of you might wonder why are we bringing in ZANU-PF? We are bringing in the ZANU-PF aspect because Dr. Guni, your party, is being accused by the MDC Alliance of working with the MDCT, the military, and the police to remove the MDC Alliance from its offices. What say you?
Well, as far as we know, ZANU-PF is not the army. ZANU-PF is not Douglas Monzora and Thokozani Kupe. Madam Kupe are not members of ZANU-PF. They have their own party, MDCT. And I have no idea why ZANU-PF is being dragged into these issues. Suffice it to say, if indeed they requested support from arms of the government, then that's between the MDCT and the government. That has nothing to do with ZANU-PF as far as we can tell. ZANU-PF is busy formulating policies to govern the country, yet not to interfere in internal affairs of the MDCT or any other MDC or any other political party for that matter. As far as we know, there was no ZANU-PF at Harvest House at any point in time. Yes, the police were there, but the police are part of the state apparatus. They are part of the state. They've nothing to do with the ZANU-PF. I absolutely do not understand and have no idea why ZANU-PF is being dragged into these issues, which have nothing to do with the ZANU-PF at all. As far as we know, the dispute is between MDC and its multiple factions. And where does ZANU-PF come in? We are not the ones who went to court. The MDCs took themselves to court. They have a dispute that they went to court for. The court made a ruling. And the other side is implementing the outcome or the judgments or the ruling of the court. And if they have any dispute as to how the property, so-called Harvest House, was taken, whether it was taken by consent or not. We have seen a note that says it was handed over, whether that was peaceful or through mutual consent, we don't know.
And okay, thank you.
The dispute of that property, they should go to the courts.
Okay, thank you there, Dr. Gunya. Let's bring in Dr. Nkululeko Spanda. Now I have him on the phone. Dr. Spanda, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, and thank you for having me, and good evening to your listeners and viewers.
Yes, Dr. Spanda, give us an update of what went down last night and what transpired today. Where are we now?
People were had gone to bed and were sleeping. What happened is that a military-style coup cultured attack was carried out by the Zimbabwe military, commandeered by Madam Cooper and Monzora on behalf of, Mr. Mnangagwa of ZANU-PF. The intention was to have the military occupy the MDC alliance and then hand it over to the trio, then going to hold the building and ostensibly the party on behalf of ZANU-PF in order to try and retire President Chamisa from politics, because Mr. Mnangagwa fears that he can never win an election against the MDC Alliance President, Advocate Nelson Chamisa. So we saw a reincarnation of what happened in November 2017 when a coup was carried out by the military. It's only an indication. The fact that they attacked at night is an indication of how scared they are. But also the fact that Madam Cooper was a part of this military entourage, which a lot of people are telling us had members of the former 5th Brigade as the main protagonist, indicates really how far backwards ZANU-PF has gone to use that type of the military with the bad history that it has, but also to assign that to Madam Cooper. I mean, it's a sign of how desperate the regime is, but also a sign of how bad things have gone in the Cooper, the Monzora and Nkomithi Kanda Mnangagwa Amian group. I think that indicates that a lot of things are going wrong. There are no values anymore. The deployment of the military was outside the constitution of Zimbabwe and is deplorable. It undermines the military and the national security of our country.
And tell us about the arrests today of BT and others. Who is in custody and what are the charges, if any?
Well, there have not been any charges preferred against the MDC leadership that was arrested while reporting for duty at their offices, the place of work every day. So you had the Vice President Cooper being arrested. You had Vice President Karenyi being arrested. You also had the Secretary for International Relations, Ms. Gladys Sartwayo, and you had Honorable Chinoputa. They're all part of the senior leadership that is currently held at Harare Central Police Station, and the police can't find any charges, as it were. I must hasten to say that the People's Advocate, Tabani Mpofu, rushed to go and have solidarity with them. You know, at some point he was saying, look, take me in, I can go back and have some solidarity with my friends in there if you want to take them in. So we saw him join them earlier on. I don't know if they'll let him out, but he went to join them. President Chamisa himself was at the scene of, was at the head office. They did not prefer to arrest him. I think they were scared. But he has left the scene and has since said, look, I think that the military and the Mnangagwa regime are drawing lines in the sand here.
Thank you there, Dr. Swand. And please do stay on the line. I know my co-host, Marvelous, has a question for you, and I know you can't hear her. So I will, get her question, then I'll ask I'll ask you on her behalf. Mav, I know you have a question there.
Yes, vanga titauro here kuti zvakamira sei parizvino pane vasungwa. Vawanikwa here vachipuwa mhosva yekuti vasungirwe.
Dr. Hanzi, vasungwa ndivanani uye zve tipeyo update kuti vari kupi parizvino pane mhosva yavapomerwa here kana kuti kwete.
Vabatwa vasungwa ndi Vice President vedu vatenda IBT na Vice President Madam Karenyi Tsvogoti vakuru vezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika vaGladys Hlatshwayo tikaita Honorable Chinoputsa ndevamwe vematiwe vatungamiri vasungwa vanhasi vari kuHarare Central panguva dzatapedza kutaurira navo tisati auya parunhare. Uyezve taona kuti mapurisa ari kutadza kutiudza kuti mhosva yavapara ndei nokuti vanhu ava vabahwa nemapurisa kudai vaenda zvavo kumahofisi avo kunoita basa semazuva ese. Saka ndo zviri kutikasamadza izvozvo, asi tinoziva kutika ndo maitiro ezanu pavakauya nezuro masoja paakauya anga asina inonzi warant inenge ichibva kumatare ichitaura kuti vaita kodzero dzekupinda mahofisi edu vachitora zvavanoda kana vachiita zvavanoda. Izvozvo hazvibvumidzwe nemutemo. Uyezve kushandiswa kwemasoja kwakaitwa uku zvanga zviri pamutemo, hazvienderane nezviri mubumbiro remutemo renyika. Because tinoda kuti kana masoja achinzi anobuda kudaro anoda kuti president vataure kuti pane nyaya yakati, saka taa kutuma masoja ashandiswe kuita nyaya dzinenge dzisinei nawo kana kuti nyaya dzematongerwo enyika dzokuti zano iri kuda kuti ibvise pautungamiri mutungamiri webato guru chaizvo remdis alliance vapresident Nelson Chamisa. Ivo vasvikawo nhasi pahedkota pavo vakatairwa kazvakuitwa neveuto ava kana kuti nezanu PF kudai zvaakuda kuti vanhu tichitanga kuvaratidza kuti aiwaka nyika ino ine mutemo.
Dokotela vona ova vutenda ibiti oLinet Karenyi lavo Gladys Hlatshwayo lava avabotshiweyo vabotshwe vengapi kahle kahle, kukhona mhlawumbi abakwenzileyo kungekho emthethweni?
Hayi nto mdala, bekungenasici kumbe siphazamise singathi sisuke sabakhona. Esikwaziyo ikuthi thina abantu laba bebesemsebenzini besemahofisini abo njengenhlala yenza amasotsha sesithi wona acabanga ukuthi afuna ukubabopha, basebesithi hayi ngalokho sifuna ukuze ukuthi size ukuthi udaba ngolwani. Bahambile ngathi sibaseHarare Central abakaphiwa icala lokhu nje bevalelwe ngoba abantu bezanu lo madam ukhuphe lo Monzora lo komichi lo Mr. Mnangagwa befisa nje ukuthi bahlukumeze ibandla leMDC elikhokhelwa u-Advocate Nelson Chamisa engu-president. Kodwa abethwaka ngako ngoba sibulela namhlanje igqwetha elikhulu elingu-advocate abanempofu lithelisizwa lokho lagijimela khona entiloko lapho lathi hayi nxa lisithi abantu lababe necala abakade bekwenza lami bengikwenza kutho ukuthi mbopheni sizabona ukuthi izozala nkomoni njengoba abantu nje sebekhanya begijimela khona bethi hayi nxa uyikholokhele kudingayo sibophele.
Aha, thank you there, Doc. Qhubeka kubambile ecingweni silo sesilo babu Denmoyo OMDCT on efonini lapha. Ngiyazi ukuthi awusozuzwe aza kukhuluma kodwa ngiza kutshela ukuthi uten then uzasipha lawe umbono wakho. Okwamanje qhubeka ubambile khonapho Dr. Spanda. Dr. Spanda is the spokesperson for Advocate Nelson Chamisa, the MDC Alliance president. Now we are joined by Denmoyo, chairman of the MDCT here in the USA. Mr. Moyo, good evening. Siyagwa mugela tino kugamushirai.
Good evening, Nyabonga ndinotenda.
Yes, we saw you guys getting the help of the military and the police yesterday to go and seize the MDC headquarters. And the accusations coming from the MDC Alliance today are that you guys have proved that you are ZANU-PF, you are working with ZANU-PF, you are now being assisted by the state to snatch harvesters from the MDC Alliance. How do you defend yourself?
One, first and foremost, there is no snatching here. The harvest house belongs to MDCT constitutionally and otherwise. Secondly, the police were there to make sure that there is no violence and breaking of the law. As we know that the MDC Alliance vanguards and their youth are prone to violence, as has been witnessed in the past. So basically, that was just to ensure that there is a mature handover, takeover of the Harvest House building.
But why bring in the military? Why bring in the police? And since when have they become your allies?
The police were there just to maintain law and order.
How about the army?
As for the military, that's beyond my pay grade. I don't know why they were there. Maybe they felt that the police would be overrun by the mob, by the MDC thugs who are known to be violent. And they were there to protect property and life.
Thank you there, Mr. Moyo. Dokotela Sibanda, ubaba Moyo lapha uthi akula kuhluthula amahofisi abakwenzileyo, amahofisi avele angawabo. Abakwenzileyo ukuthi bathole nje usekelo. I know Dr. Spanda is trying to join in the platform. Okay, let me do this. Okay, Dr. Spanda, can you hear us now?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, excellent. And now we can see each other. Okay, Dr. Mr. Moyo here is saying that it's not true that they are working with ZANU-PF. He's saying the police only came to maintain law and order while they occupy an office that's rightfully theirs.
Well, look, I think that let's give him a pump on there. That's correct. They're not working with ZANU-PF as we thought. It looks like they're working with the 5th Brigade. That's what they brought yesterday. So we can understand what their position is on that one. It's outside the law. You don't commandeer a whole military dead in the middle of the night. Your listeners will be awake to the fact that this thing happened when everybody else had gone to bed. Look, even your 5th Brigade guys these days are bloody scared, and they're gonna come by night when everybody's sleeping. Where did I read somewhere in the Bible that, a thief comes at night? This is where we've gone. This is how far back we have gone as a people. This is how far back Madam Cooper has taken herself in terms of her alliance with ZANU-PF and the Chief Kukura Hundis that we know about, the human rights abuses. And you'll be awake to the fact that there were serious human rights abuses last night. These people came in as if they were fighting another military, injuring people, destroying property, breaking windows, all completely uncalled for. And why do they bring a military at night? Why not come during the day and we have a chat about what is happening? So it's despicable. I don't even know that it's worth responding to. Look, let them talk out of 10 because they have a math, not because they have facts.
Thank you there, Dr. Spanda and Kuvega Ubambile Etungweni. Let me bring in my co-host here. Mav, I know kuti une mivunzo.
Ehe, tombo wenda kunava moyo. Kuti vanhu vazhinji pane program yandamboita before inoi. Vanga vari kubvunza kuti kosei bato renyu rakafunga kuti riende kunotora Harvest House mausiku. makatadza sei kuti muende ari maskati motaurirana neveku MDC Alliance kuti zviitwe zvakanaka sei makafunga kuti muzvitei zveusiku uyezve sei panga paine mapurisa nemasoja uyezve tichitarisa kuti inguva ino ye COVID-19 vazhinji vari kunzigara ikumba ivo veMDC tii vakabuda sei vachienda kunotora Harvest House.
Mr. Moyo, we are Muslim, Vilaslapa, nothing happens in the middle of the night.
Ndanzwa hangu. Chiriko ndechekuti vanhu MDC vane the MDC Alliance either vane amnesia or pane zvinovarwadza mupfungwa. Ivo vanogara vachienda kuHarvest House ikoko vachiita tuma meeting twavo turi illegal. Vakambozvifunga here zvekuti kune COVID-19 nelockdown. Kana zvakuitiwa nesu varidzi vebuilding that Harvest House belongs to the MDCT. Why nhasi vakubvunza kuti isusu why tichienda kubuilding yedu? Just because this time around my tables have turned, tatora building yedu, vauda kutibvunza kuti tikutsvagei. Zvinei navo kuti taenda usiku, taenda makuseni, taenda masikati, ibuilding yedu. And isusu zvatichaita ndechekuti chii? Because toziva kuti ivo vari violent. Isusu are a non-violent party. MDCT is a non-violent party. Hatingaiti zvekuda kunokwikwidzana navo kune mapurisa anoita zvemutemo. Tiri kuti mapurisa ngaite basa ravo. Kana vachiuya vanhu vemDC Alliance kuzotrespassa paHarvest House ngavasungwe. Ngavanotongeswa for trespassing. Zvekuti takaitora nguva aya hazvina nebasa izvo.
Kodwa
ndechekuti building iya inobelonga to MDCT and the title.
Kodwa baba moyo, abantu abanenge bayabuza kuma platforms ethu wonke lapha bathi liqaleni nini kanti ukuba ngabangane bamasocha, liqaleni nini ukuba ngabangane bamapolisa, kuqaleni nini ubudlelwano be?
Thina singabangane bomthetho mfowethu. Sukela kudala silandela iconstitution silandela umthetho amapolisa lamasosha makukuthi bamaintaina umthetho i-law and order thina sinokusingena ngapi lapho ukuthi sibastop ukuthi benze umsebenzi wabo umsebenzi wamapolisa yikuprotekta abantu lokuprotekta i-property so mabebuya bekwazi ukuthi kule potential yokuthi ungaba nodlame esikwaziyo vele olwazi wayo iZimbabwe yonke lo mhlaba wonke jikelele ukuthi abantu beMDC Alliance leVanguard yabo abantu abalodlame sakubona eBuhera sakubona kobulawayo bavele into yabo eyokuthanda impi so thina sasikhatsa lokho thina focus yethu ukulungisa impilo zabantu beZimbabwe mabeza lapho bezozama ukwenza iphirimphiri yabo lempisa yabo lezo bazodila namapolice.
Thank you there Baba Moyo. Let me bring in ubaba Frankie Guni singakayi ku babu Spanda. Va Guni ameno kuti ndomuti an independent observer here because hanzi your hands are not clean in this. You've been hearing exchanges between these two gentlemen. What's your take?
Well, for starters, let me say it's very interesting to follow this discussion. And for starters, if at all the MDC Alliance feels that there was a breach of the law in terms of the police assisting MDCT in occupying Harvest House as requested, then they should approach the courts. They know the remedies. I don't know why they wanted to grandstand and make these overtures in the public sphere. Why bring in names like 50 Brigade and so forth? Is the police the 50 Brigade? We know what they are doing. They are trying to invoke old memories of what happened during the 50 Brigade and the Gukurahundi era. But, I mean, that's being childish. Politics and reality, sometimes they do not mix. That's why they keep on getting into trouble. They do not want to accept the responsibility for their own actions. They do not want to take matters head on and discuss things as they are. If they feel that there was a breach of the law, then they can simply go to the courts and seek redress. Why then allege that there was the police, there was ZANU-PF, Mnangagwa was involved? Where is Mnangagwa getting involved? We know for certain that MDCT requested the help of the police to secure a building which they believe it's theirs, according to the Supreme Court ruling. If MDC Alliance disputes that, then they can simply approach the courts and get whoever they think is illegally occupying Harvest House to be evicted legally, if they think there's a problem. Why then invoke the Fifth Brigade and Kukura Wimbi era issues, which have nothing to do with what's happening here? What's happening here is an internal dispute between the two political parties, and they simply should just follow the law. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
You know, it's disheartening to hear educated people trying to bring in people who have nothing to do with their own disputes and try to politic and invoke painful memories of the Zimbabwean people into issues that they know that they put themselves into this mess. They should have simply done the right thing. Follow your own constitution. Follow the law. It's just simple. I don't understand this. I mean, seriously, now you have people asking, why were MT and others arrested? Well, like you said, it's during the COVID-19. If BT and others were arrested for no reason, then they surely be released.
But it's not, COVID-19 doesn't apply, Evanguni. Why didn't they arrest everyone who was in town? And around Harvest House, there were many people who were moving around. Clearly, they were not arrested.
Moving around is not the same as congregating, my friend. Moving around is not the same thing as congregating. The danger of spreading disease is increased when people are congregating in one place, especially places where there's confinement. It's not the same as people who are walking around. And in fact, as far as we know, the government of Zimbabwe has told everybody who shouldn't be in town not to be in town. You saw the police mounting roadblocks and turning people away who are not essential services providers in Harare. They are doing that. They are doing exactly that.
Okay, thank you there, Dr. Guni. Let me bring in Dr. Sbanda. And if you just joined in, now Sanda Sekuma, Sumsagazo Studio 7, Njalo Sekushelo, we live talk. Bajangoti Bata, Chirongwa Ndeche, Chirongwa Che, live talk. Uyezve nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya yeku vamwe vari kuti kuvhutwa kwe Harvest House unamuzinda webato reMDC Alliance zvatakaona zvichiitika nezuro kwakauya vana Douglas Monzora vekwakupe nemapurisa nemasoja vakapinda mumuzinda uyu vari kuti Harvest House in the MDCT, yeah, Dr. Togozani Kupi. Saga, zvataona zvichitika nasi kwa shungwa makurukota MDC Alliance. Vatenda ibi tilinet karenyi, Gladys Tlachwayo chinoputsa nevamwe. Hivu ababo chwe, okay. Ilabo, ilamstanji haba ispatamandla za MDC Alliance. Ngemva kokungena kuka Mama Kupe labo Monzora Morgan Tsvangirai House yaziwa kakhulu ngokuthi iHarvest House izolo bencediswa ngamasotsha lamapholisa vathi iofisi ngeyabo Dokotela Sbanda mphenduke kuwe mzwile babuguni uthi lifundile kodwa elikwenzayo ungani ngabantu abangafundanga umzwile njalo lo babu moya.
Let me just respond to both of them quickly. I mean, it's not difficult to deal with two individuals from ZANU-PF. I mean, it takes a lot of energy to be a supporter of ZANU-PF after all the atrocities that have been carried out in this country and after the destruction of the economy, the number of people that are dying on a daily basis as a result of the mismanagement of the economy and society by ZANU-PF. So you can already tell the level of engagement that we're going to have here. We're going to be going for the banker. Let me just say to Dr. Guni that, as a matter of fact, Mr. Mnangagwa is a sore wound. Seeing him, seeing somebody who called me an insect that needed DT, okay? Let's be very clear about that. He's not apologized for that. He's not willing to take any particular action. He's appointed every Gukura who is there is on earth. to senior positions in government. Don't tell me, don't patronize me, don't patronize the people of Zimbabwe, don't patronize the victims. At 7, I had an AK-47 pointed at me to kill me simply because I was being pushed in a wheelbarrow by my brother. And I said that couldn't be done in Zimbabwe. Only Mugabe could be pushed or carried by another human being. At 7, I saw my aunt taken away by soldiers to go and be raped. And they came back, each of them crying. At 7, I saw dead bodies. So don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't. If there is a relationship that benefits you, that you have with the people that have killed my own, the people that missed me many times, the people that would still kill me if they could, maintain it for your own good. For the good of humanity, to make sure that it can never be done again, you're not going to silence me. You're not going to tell me when to shut up about genocide, about gross human rights abuses. You are not going to tell me that when you are dining with the perpetrator of such. And you've never had the guts to tell them to face it. To tell them to face that they've acted inhumanely, that they've been less than human in their short stay on earth. If you give me a chance, I will tell them 1,000 times. Murder, genocide, rape, killing children, cutting them out of their mother's tummies is not good. And that should never be done by human beings. I will tell you that over and over again. If it gets to you, you better become human. That's the only way out of it. You're never going to tell me to shut up. No amount of education will wash that out of my brain and out of my spirit. So let's be clear about that. As to the other gentleman who thinks that it's okay to pal around with soldiers in the middle of the night, since when do you go and report a crime in the middle of the night and the police are going to go and help you take a building? And if at all the building belongs to A instead of B, who are the police to become judge and jury? Why would they be the ones to decide whether or not this new claimant to the building is the rightful owner? If you've gone to if you've done a single class of introduction to law, basics that you're talking about, possession is after law. If we possess a building, they have to approach a court first in order to come and evict us. They don't approach the police. They don't approach the military. You don't approach the fifth brigade. You don't do that. You approach the courts in order to dispossess if you think we're occupying a building that you should be occupying. You've broken the law. And how do you deploy the military? According to the constitution of our country, Cooper, Komichi, and Mondora cannot deploy the military. How do they do that? Anyway, to cut the long story short, and I think that we are here just, you know, talking about things because it's easy to talk about them. The fact of the matter is every Zimbabwean knows what happened here. They don't need convincing. And I don't need to tell them that. They're far too much brighter than I can ever be, than I can ever wish to be. They're far too intelligent to have me tell them. Ukuthi kathi zani ubisenzani izolo. Njalo abantu bezimbabwe bayakwazi ukuthi ngubani ozama ukuthatha i-building MDC. Bayakwazi izani. We don't need to tell them that. It's too late for that. They know that very well. Now, I think that what is interesting is you could just claim that laba bantu asebesebenza lezani bayakhohlwa yini okwayizona. Asebesithi bona sebebona kungcono ukuthi balwisane lozulu weZimbabwe ngoba sebephiwe amasheleni kumbelana ngathi batholeni kuzani.
I know Ubabu Moyo wants to respond, but ngiqhubeke lawe kancane khonapho Dokotela Sibanda. Bakhona abanye abathi kathi kungani lingajiyani layo uMakhophe njenge-MDC Alliance litshintshibizo liphume e-Harvest House lizenzele okwenu laphana ngoba nxa besitsha abasekeli benu, but after all you have i-support yabantu bonke laba amamiliyoni alivotela kukhetho. Ngakho ukuma eceleni litshintshibizo lephathi lidinga isigodlo senu akusoze kulithathele lutho. Kungani lingakwenzi lokho?
nanti kudubu umuntu omdala amaphathi eZimbabwe kaarejestwa ukutshintshibizo elizweni leZimbabwe yabutshintsha ngaliphi njalo siyakwazi ukuthi umnanga khonapha kalwisibizo ulwisana lo president uNelson Chamisa angithi now I saw the tshintshe umkhokheli webandla lethu ukwenzela ukuthi sithabise izandla ngoba vele siyakwazi ukuthi lapha esikhona kusempini and kakhulu lapha esiyafika khona silokhu sibalekela abantu laba bazosilandela loba sekutheni loba nini ngalelo ke xesha yekela ngithi mina akula kubalekela izano this time around uthe sabalekela izano ngobuye nomkhuphe ngobuye nomonzora hayibo izano ivele isonda phela siyakwazi asanga sithi kuleli ilanga ekuvelaba easy khona it's not going to be easy khangela ngathi mtakamama khangela ukuthi kuhamba njani umthetho ngokwawo kavumeli into yonke yenzakala izolo umthetho kawuvumeli ukuthi amasotsha aqhutshwe ngumakhuphe lomonzolo lomnankagwa besenza into zepolitiki kawuvumeli lokho umthetho kawukuvumeli ukuthi ubungufika wena emuntwini lobeli lojakha umuntu kawuphonga ukufika bayakwazi abantu bonke bezimbabwe kawuphonga ukufika nje ukuthi amna sengena labaphuma wena baleka hayi kuyahanjwa emthethweni esikwaziyo ukuthi izano waziwenzeni ngesilungu bazala belokhu besenza into ezingekho emthethweni besenza umathanda ngoba basebenzisa umthetho ngendlela abayifunayo basebenzele butho basebenze lamapolisa ngendlela abayithandayo ngalokho ukuba balekela kusizile ukuthi ufana nomuntu obalekela isithunzi sakhe izithunzi zethu leza ubona ukwenza kwazi
Thank you there, Doc. Let me bring in Marv, my co-host, before we go to Ubaba Uten Moyo or MDCT. Marv.
I was wakanaka ndezo utinda andrukunya zunzwa vese varukuta ora parijino uyeje ndandine mufunzo asirege iti kande mufunzo wacho kuna Uten Moyo since vario varukute irakuya. Kuti chanzwa hapo vazhinji vanga vari kutaura nyaya iyo yekuti ko nyaya iyo iyi yekuti yakakosha sei Harvest House kwamuri inei nechekuita nenyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vanhu vari kutaura ivo kuti vari kuyuwira pari zvino sei imi musiri kutarisa kuti mogadzirisa sei zvinhu zviri kunetsa munyika pane kuti mufunge kuti munotora Harvest House kana kuti Morgan Tsvangirai House.
Yezo nanso indaba babu moyo ubuzile lapha uMavela Sam show mzwile.
Yeah, ngimzwile, but before I address Marvelous, which I will do, I need to go back to Nkululeko Sibanda and try and make a few things, do some fact checking and make a few things factual there. First and foremost, I get it. I get and it is noble rambling about Kukurahundi, which we have all been doing for a very long time. As Zimbabweans, it is a stain on our country. And yes, we still need a proper truth and reconciliation to deal with that. But the fact of the matter is that in grade one, I was told when I started straying that I'm off topic. This is exactly what he is doing right now. The issue at hand here is about MDCT occupying its head office Harvest House. It has nothing to do with all the ills that have befallen Zimbabwe, which we are all very much aware of, which we are all working hard to rectify. So for him to bring that up just so he can get sympathy from people is neither here nor there. What we're talking about here is the occupation of Harvest House, which has been, by the way, occupied illegally for the past 2 years by MDCA. And also the fact that they've been receiving finances from the government for the Political Funding Act illegally, which we need that money back to its rightful owners, as the Constitution, as the Supreme Court has stated. So if I were in Nkululeko right now, I'd be worried about where are we going to get the money to pay these guys back, the money that we got illegally from the government. There's been two tranches of payments that have gone to MDCA. When they illegally took over the party in 2018, violently so, attacked Dr. Kupe at Buhera, attacked Dr. Kupe at in Bulawayo, as well as withdrew her from parliament, then they were the ones who were happy that ZANU-PF was working with them when they withdrew Dr. Kupe from parliament. Today, because we have been pressing for legal reforms in Zimbabwe, we've been pushing very hard to make sure that there is justice and that the police do their work as police, not in a partisan manner. And now that they've done that and they've restored the NDCT to its rightful place and they've helped us take back officers, then now all of a sudden we're ZANU-PF. Like I said, they do suffer from amnesia, or is the selective memory thing? I don't know. Going back to Amuri Loveness, and Marvelous. Well, I will say this, Ugatarisa Bumbirore MDCT. Rinoto Taura, Papeju, pa first page, pa preamble, parino explain abuti MDCT chi no mirida nizwi, ezwe kuti headquarters yayo kupi. Inoto Taura, Rubumbiro notaura with headquarters yedu number 44 Nelson Mandela. So far, for the past 2 years, Tangatsunga Kwanis kuti tiite basare redu, semsangano MDCT, pa headquarters yedu, because yanga akavhutwa. Nema rebels, achi lead wana Nelson Chamisa. Achi kukudzwa nayo wana kulego spanda wana mbuwa uza kuti. So warubu ita ndozu nenjere. Asi, mutemu wakataura kuti Chamisa hauzi president. Wangawasinga fandu hivi nguita vice president peku tanga. Wakango isi wana Mogeni na Mogeni Tsvangirai zusiripa mutemo, zusiripa bumbiro. Saka tati isu. Ngati dzokerai seMDCT munogadzirisa nyaya dzenyu iSupreme Court yakadaro isusu tiri followers vatakazvakataura not kuti tangatsingazvizivi because constitution yedu tinoiziva and inotaura kuti Harvest House ndiyo headquarters yedu saka isi tafara kuti tane headquarters yedu takugona manje kuti tinyasorova basa sebasa kuti tisimudzire upenyu hwevanhu vekuZimbabwe because focus yedu from our inception, Pataka Guards was a part, 1999. Focus here was to fight for equality and justice even in Zimbabwe. And we are going to continue doing that. And what Harvest House does for that is that Harvest House, more than I can understand that it's an institution. It's an institution which was even headquarters, yeah, former Prime Minister of Zimbabwe, Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai. It's a very important building to our struggle. It symbolizes kwatakabva nekwatiri kuenda. Saka Harvest ndo saka vanhu vealliance vanga vangobatirira ipapo vachinyepera vanhu vavo kuti tisu MTC chaiyo. That's why tiri pano pa head office. Like umwe ataura ngavaende vanofoma chinhu chavo vanotsvaga kwavo kure nesu hativaningidzisi.
Asi va moyo madii kuuya na sheriff, madii kuenda kumatare mukanotsvaga kupinda order yekuti muevict MDC Alliance from Harvest House. Why kuya nemasoja nemaporisa? Because it's now raising eyebrows. Kuhana zirovi here, you know, when you hear people looking at you suspiciously, wachiti ava kushanda nemasoja nemaporisa airovi here hana kwamuri.
Pekutanga Mr. Nkomo, iwe wakagara ipapo hauzizivi kuti havana kuenda kuna sheriff here. Hauzizivi kuti havana court order kuti vatake over Harvest House.
If they did, there wouldn't be a need kuti vauye nemasoja in the middle of the night.
Kana sheriff pane vanhu 10 or 5 vanoshanda muoffice make, akati handina manpower yakakwana kuti ndiite basa iri because vanhu vatingodzira navo ndovaziva vanhu veviolence, havazi vanhu vemutemo. Tosvika ikoko tinovakwanisa here? Saka if iye aona kuti zviri nani kuti ndikumbire mapurisa andibatsire so that tisanorohwa uku nemavhanigadi vanhu vavemdc alliance vari violent, and then if mapurisa acho naavaona kuti nesu nyange tiripo tinotonida more power, vatokumbirawo another branch, security branch kuti vabatsire. That kwandiri handina basa nazvo izvinhu zvose zvamukutaura izvo. Inini changu changa chiri kuti ndinotora chinhu changu chandakavhutirwa nevanhu ava.
whether ndikutoshandisa US Army yese kana kuti Sajik Army yese kana kuti AU Army yese ndiyozondibatsira. That's what it is. As long as ndatora chinhu changu changa chakavhutiwa by force and by ginya.
Kodwa even lingaze lithathe moyo i-headquarters lincediswa ngamasotsha lamapolisa abantu abavotela uChamisa ama-million compared to ingcosana eyavotela umama Makupe libona ngani labo bazalilandela.
Politics in poetry is a very strange animal. Uyakhumbula ukuthi uNangagwa exotshwa laphana ngomgabe ebaleka eqhumisa eMozambique abantu bezanu millions of them bacha umbululu bajabula beqaphansi phezulu ukuthi uNangagwa sekhishiwe. Within a matter of a month, same people bona labo we-annulating ukuthi uNangagwa uxotshiwe. When uNangagwa came back lamasosha esetaka over, they were on the side now ekaMnangagwa annulating, including abantu be-MDC. They were now busy annulating for uNangagwa becha umbululu ukuthi hayi uNangagwa sekhiphe umgabe. So loko ucabangayo ukuthi just because at that time, at that point in time, 2018, abantu besiyavota babecabanga ukuthi uChamisa nguye nguye because bengazi ukuthi uChamisa ufike njani lapho. Because ukufika kaChamisa phezulu lapha abaningi abakwazi ukuthi wafika njani. Abaningi abakwazi ukuthi MDC ile constitution edecidayo ukuthi upresident ukhethwa kanjani, ufika kanjani phezulu. Abantu batshelwa amandla. ukuthi iChamisa nguye upresident we-MDC leyo abayaziyo ekatswangirayo. Khona manje masekekuzo bengambuza uChamisa ukuthi antwena ulokhu yi-MDC katswangirayo usesitheni utswangirayo kamazi usesitheni uyi-MDC yakhe alliance eyedwa. Unjele wena ukuthi abantu abana bambotela becabanga ukuthi ngoba yi-MDC katswangirayo yana namanje bangabe belokhu besemva kwakhe. Yisifiso zikathemba lo-amukela lezo. And the second, uChamisa wayithatha imali ye-government, imali leyana yama-parties from i-government, iye yamfandela i-campaign yakhe. Ma usiya campaigna i-politics eZimbabwe mfowethu, abantu ma bezwile ukuthi kuthiwa kule rally ngale, kulama-t-shirt aphiwayo, kulokudla okunikezwayo, bayabuya bagcwale. And kama-rally lana sawabona ngoba ayesupportwa izimali kwakumele ukuthi zikuthi Dr. Kupe, izimali kwakumele ukuthi MTC yasebenzisa ukuthi campaign. So yes, abantu bayengwa, batshelwa amanga, bacabanga ukuthi uChamisa uyummeli wabo from i-NDCT. Come 2023, iqiniso masebelazi, malathi sesinikezwe that same platform yokuthi sikhampeni bakwazi ukuthi yithi esimele i-NDCT, uzobona ivoti yakhona ukuthi izosunga kanjani.
Okay, I know Dr. Sibanda wants to say something and Dr. Guni, but let me ask you one more question there before I yield to these two gentlemen, Mr. Moyo.
I wa nokuthi wavunza iwomvunzo ndashida kuvunza ukuthi takanzwa kuti amaikupe nevamwe vakaenda kunorora guva kana kuti kunoshoperwa here saka ndanzwa vapindura vamoyo. As maybe just if I can also ask Mr. Nkululeko Sibanda that so what's the way forward now after what we've seen happening between the MDCT Kupe and your MDC alliance? What's the way forward now?
Okay, look, I will answer my sister there. The president was at Havasa at Morgan Sangra House today, and what he said is that. Look, ZANU-PF and the military have drawn the lines in the sand here. When they come in violently and attempt to carry out another military coup in order to install a minion. Look, we are not lost. The president is not lost to the fact that the people of Zimbabwe are some of the most intelligent people on earth. That everything he does going forward is what the people of Zimbabwe are asking for. The president is still concerned about the welfare of our people. The president is worried about the abuse of our military, those who walk at night. I don't know really whether, you know, they are coming at midnight has anything to do with them visiting graves. I mean, you could be worried about that. But look, I think that is what is important to us. It's addressing the terrible issues of human rights abuses that are faced by this country. We are not, as you know, President Chamisa was not voted for by a small number of people. It was over 2 million people. He won this election. And Mr. Mnangagwa is attacking President Chamisa with everything he's got, using the people he's paid money. He spent well over $20 million on this nonsense, and abused almost every institution in this country in order to try and retire President Chamisa. So what that tells an ordinary Zimbabwean is that pane chirikutyiwa naMnangagwa. Chinoita kuti ashandise mari yakawanda kudai. Chinoitazve kuti atenge vanhu zvakadai. Saka tinoti isu ichocho ndochiri kutsvakwa nevanhu muleadership muZimbabwe, kuti aiwaka munhu unovengewa nemhondi idzi ndiye munhu unenge uchagona kudzibvisa. So I think that we remain focused, and we are not losing the ball. We are looking at it, and that is setting this country free. Let me tell you something. President Chamisa is and was the winner of the last election. And President Chamisa will continue to work towards making sure that our country is free, and our country begins to be prosperous. The sideshows that are created by Mr. Mnangagwa, and I don't think that he has the brains, really. I think that he's got some help there. Are not going to, they've not allayed us. But we're going to continue to work for the people of Zimbabwe within a building, outside buildings, in parliament, outside parliament, on the streets, everywhere and anywhere. We're going to do that. So that, I think, is what the message will be. And that's the message we're giving to our people. You know, Zimbabweans can tell between somebody who's trying. I mean, why is Mr. Moyo feeling?
Thank you, Dr. Spanda. And let's try and bring in Dr. Guna again to give us his last word. Dr. Guna, are you there? No, that's not going to work. My co-host, Mav,
but I'm glad, you know, we managed to get all the interested parties and they were able to give their views, because vanhu kunzoko vakamirira kuti vanzwe kubva kwatiri kuno ku Studio 7 kuti zvii zviri kuitika, mapisha-pisha achafamba sei. Saka tinotenda vese vanga vari pachirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington DC, uko tiri kutepfenyura tiri kuumba. Uyezve ntunga ngatisakanga nokutaurira vanhu kuti program ino iri pre-recorded, saka muchazoinzwa pamberi apo zvekuti mafiga mamwe atatakudzai anogona kunge achinja eCOVID-19 coronavirus.
Ongo, thank you, Mavenda. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Ubabu Ted Moyo, Chairman MDCT North America, as well as Dr. Nkululeko Spanda, spokesman for Advocate Nelson Chamisa MDC Alliance. I would like also to thank Dr. Frank Guni of ZANU-PF. Vanumzana siyabonga varume tiri kutenda zvikuru. Lingatino lakusasa. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya huye.